Mr. Micah.
Thank you.
Has arrived, so we will recognize you.
Thank you. Is that another boat, or? Yeah. Well, in any event, thank you for yielding to me, and welcome, Mr. Secretary and the generals. Didn't get a chance to make an opening statement, but just a couple of comments and then a quick question or two. First, welcome back, Secretary Rumsfeld. I've been around this place since 1970. My first boss was Congressman Kramer from Florida, who passed away some time ago. But I've never seen more dedicated public servants, dedicated public servant or service to this country than Donald Rumsfeld's provided. I think on my dying day, I'll remember September 11th when I was with Donald Rumsfeld in the Pentagon for breakfast that morning. He invited me and half a dozen members, I think, over to the Pentagon. And the subject of the conversation Donald Rumsfeld was interested in was the military had been downsized during the 90s since the fall of the Berlin Wall, and what we were going to do about situation if we had another, and the word used was incident. I remember in the conversation sitting in the room right off of his office for a coffee that morning, and he was trying to make certain that we were prepared for something that we might not expect. I was with Pete Garron, too, who's now the Secretary of Army, and Pete's done an excellent job. He did an excellent job for you then, and he's done an excellent job for you, too. And I can't remember if it was a Democrat or Republican. I think it was a Democrat that you enlisted as a as an aide and well-respected by everyone on both sides of the aisle. But there's a hero sitting right there, because that morning I left just a few minutes. We learned together of the attack on the World Trade Center. And you, this secretary rolled up his sleeves and went down to save people who had been victimized by the terrorist attack on the Pentagon. I just made it back here as the plane hit. Never forget that morning or your service to our nation. The purpose of this is, you know, we do have a responsibility to look into this just as you do, but from the information you provided, I don't see a cover-up. I see Pete, and they're looking for the higher level. I mean, this is, they're trying to get the trail to the generals and to the secretary and the White House if they can. Let me read from this comment to Pete Garron said, we've made a number of mistakes. In fact, I cannot imagine the situation could have been more poorly handled. And he does go on and tell how I believe this is appropriately handled, and those who made errors were held accountable. 99.9% of the military do an outstanding job, and I thank you for setting an example. These folks were held accountable. Is that correct, General Myers, General, all generals?
From what I understand, that's correct.
Okay. But Pete Garron said here, and he said, but at no time did the Army try to cover up the truth or deceive the American public about how Colonel Tillman died. Would you say that's correct, Secretary, Mr. Secretary? I don't think you're on.
As you, I have a lot of respect for Pete Garron, and I have every reason to believe that his investigation was thorough and proper and that his remarks are correct. I was not involved. I'm out of the department now for many, many months, and I have not reviewed the investigation by General Wallace, and therefore I can't comment.
Okay. And then-